The Wycliffe controversy comes to an end. Find out how. Dagestan, bombings, and the Chechen connection. We'll talk about how terror is hurting outreach. And an anti-trafficking team is at work in northern India this week. Find out how you can get involved on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A 12-member independent panel has completed its work in the Muslim Context Bible Translation controversy. Last year, Wycliffe Bible translators came under fire for changing God the Father with Guardian and Son of God with Messiah of God in a couple of Arabic and Bengali translations. Why? So Muslim readers wouldn't be offended. Wycliffe's Russ Hurstman.
The World Evangelical Alliance facilitated panel completed their study, and they brought back a report with 10 recommendations. We've received it with thankfulness and gratitude, and it's entirely our intention to implement all 10 recommendations.
The recommendations restore familial words with qualifying words if needed.
Hopefully, this will help settle this controversy. We certainly would like it to do that so that we can get about the job of continuing to translate for accuracy so that more people have access to God's Word.
You can find links to the recommendations at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the Pentagon confirms it may court-martial soldiers who share their Christian faith. This after meeting with an atheist who accused Christians of sedition and treason. The meeting on April 23rd didn't yield any immediate changes, although the Pentagon released a statement indicating proselytization isn't permitted. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"What's at stake is the ability of U.S. military members to practice their Christian faith, and that includes not only the rank-and-file military members, that actually includes even the chaplains."
The military outreach ministries we contacted declined to be interviewed for the story. Their concern was the same, staying under the radar for now. Does this qualify as real persecution?
When we see, you know, a military chaplain who is court-martialed for preaching the gospel, for saying that Jesus is the only way to heaven, I think then we'll be able to say, absolutely, that's persecution. Then we'll have crossed a line.
Read the story in full at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Attacks in Dagestan are making global headlines after the Boston Marathon bombing. Tensions in the Caucasus mountain region are historic. But now they're drawing international scrutiny because of the Boston bombers' ties to Chechnya. How will it affect gospel work? Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
Increased international attention might cause things maybe to die down there for a while, or militants that are out committing these attacks might view this as a time to increase their activity.
Griffith says believers already have to fly under the radar.
Anything they do, I mean, they really try to keep their heads low and not draw too much attention to themselves simply because of the danger that is presented.
Elsewhere, earlier this week, the Bright Hope International anti-human trafficking team in India conducted a raid on a house full of trafficked minors in northern India. Their team went undercover to get the details they needed to plan the raid. Bright Hope is working with church planters to take action against these inhumane situations. Not only do they rescue the body, but they share the hope of Christ, which rescues the soul. Pray for safety, wisdom, and justice. There's more at our website. And in Thailand, Southern Baptist missionaries are helping indigenous believers fulfill their callings. The International Mission Board says Scott and Alyssa Branding bring Christ to migrant factory workers. They've also come alongside the work of two native Christ followers. One is a church planter from Burma, the other a Thai medical worker. The Brandings are helping these believers bring the gospel to their people. Pray these connections will spread God's word in Thailand. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's CD, Hymns for the Christian Life, with your gift of any amount. It's a CD of modern-day hymns featuring some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.